Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. We are counting down the days to this 2022 draft. 6 days, 2 hours, and this thing's going to get underway in Las Vegas. Like an exciting time. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level and awaits to hear his name come off the board is the electrifying, versatile. There's so many things this kid does offensively. We just can't mention it, but we will. It's none other than Calvin Turner of Hawaii. Spent some time at Jacksonville before he spent 2 seasons in Hawaii. This kid can play QB, DB, wide receiver, running back. He was also out in Las Vegas for the East-West Shrine Bowl. Calvin, welcome to the program. You are very equipped to do so many things, and not only are you equipped to do them, you're equipped to do them very, very well. Can you believe you're so close to what I would assume as a child could dream to hear your name come off the board next weekend or next week?
No, I definitely feel very close. It's been a long time coming. It's been something I've been working for a long time. So it definitely feels really close with the draft being only a week away. I'm just so anxious, and I just can't wait to know exactly where I'll be.
And when I knew you were coming on the program, I texted a couple of your teammates that we had on the program earlier this year. I texted Gene Pryor and Colby Burton, and I said, hey, is there anything fun or positive to share about Calvin? And Colby immediately texted back, he's the most dynamic player I've ever been around, and his grind is second to none. He's very detailed with his craft. And then Gene texted immediately afterwards, everything he said, he hit right on the head. Are those very satisfying words to hear your teammates showing you that much love?
Most definitely. I mean, those are guys that I've been to war with and I've been together with for some time. So it's definitely satisfying hearing it come from your peers. I mean, see Bird himself, he's a workaholic. He doesn't stop working. He's always working to get better. And Gene, he's another workaholic. He wants to get bigger, stronger, faster at all times. And he just works to make sure that he's a step ahead of everyone else.
Excellent. Now I got to ask, especially somebody who is so diverse and athletically gifted as yourself, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, were you the kid scoring one touchdown after the next? I mean, it was basically Calvin Turner every single play finding the end zone?
Yeah, but I say growing up, I played a little bit of running back and safety, so if I wasn't scoring a touchdown, I was making the big hit back then. So definitely with the kid running around and playing hard and just playing fast and fun and having fun.
And you're still doing that, and that's why you have so many accolades, and that's why you're on this radar, and you're so close to this next level. So kind of take us through. I'm sure you played multiple positions. Then you arrive at Jacksonville, QB, DB, well, I mean, so many versatilities. And then you go to Hawaii, and then you reveal another layer of positions that you can play. Where do you feel most comfortable at?
I mean, growing up, I played a little bit of everything. And in high school, I played QB, got to Jacksonville, played a little bit of corner and quarterback. But for me, I just feel most comfortable on the offensive side of the ball. It doesn't matter where I'm lining up at, whether that's running back or receiver. I just feel like I can make a play from anywhere, and I feel like as long as I'm on the offside of the ball, I'm a threat to score the ball.
And you're definitely that. Once again, Calvin Turner, the standout Hawaii, Mr. Do-It-All, if you will, running back, wide receiver, wildcat, kick, punt return. This kid is equipped, again, to do all these things that are asked of him. And, again, next week is going to be an exciting time for him. So kind of take us through what it was like playing in the East-West Shrine Bowl. You know, this is usually the first opportunity for a player to allow these teams to know you as a man, not just the guy that they see on tape. Can you kind of share what that experience was like for you, Calvin?
It was a great experience. I mean, just going out and competing against all the best players in the country, and having that opportunity just to play against them, it just was a fun opportunity, a great experience. You get to see where your talent matches up and levels out with the other guys who are in the same position as you. So it was a great experience because it's you're going against guys who are going to the next level too, and it's like a predetermined of where you're going to be next, because in the NFL, all of those guys are elite guys, and just to go against the elite guys of college, that was just a great experience and just a very fun time.
Is there anything, and sometimes they don't say much to you or they reveal very little. They're not there to really give you a lot of love, but did you walk away from that experience, maybe from one of the coaches on staff or a scout that put something very positive, you know, said something to you very positive that you've kind of kept in your back pocket the last few months as you grind towards this thing?
I wouldn't say that happened to me, but I just feel like overall through the week I was there, I feel like I had a really good week. I practiced very well and things like that. So I think just throughout the week I played very well and I would take that with me. And I know that I went out and competed very well. So I feel like that's the thing that would stick with me.
Excellent. And I ask this, I can't wait, because I do ask this of every guy that comes on the show. For you and your skill set, Calvin, I cannot wait for your response. But with that said, what are your hallmark home run abilities? If these scouts are breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you?
For one, the versatility. I'm a person that they can line up as slot receiver, outside receiver, running back, wildcat QB, punt return, kick return, just someone that they can use all over the field. But my best ability, I would say, is just making people miss the open field. I mean, if you give me the ball in space, I'm able to go to the house from anywhere. If that's 60, 70, 80 yards away, doesn't matter. As long as I get the ball in open space, I can make guys miss and take it to the house from anywhere.
I love it. And we are a week away, but nonetheless, I do know those NFL guys listening to our program. Anything to add that they may not know about? Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. Maybe there's other positions you could play, or maybe the offenses you were in didn't allow you to showcase other skills that they might want to know about. This is your show. We want to give you as much love as possible. Anything to add that can help you fall in their good graces when this draft goes around next Thursday night?
Well, I'm someone who played quarterback growing up a lot, so I played the game of football, and I think about the game of football and the quarterback's view and the quarterback's mind, because I'm someone who's played it for so long. So I'm just someone who knows what everyone does throughout the play and just know everything I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm someone that will come in and learn play very good and learn it very fast and be someone that they can count on.
Nice. Very well said. And for you, you know, Shrine Game, everything that comes with being in your position, I heard a lot of buzz that, you know, a combine snub, if you will, and that's just a testament to how good you were. And I think a lot of people felt that you should have been one of those people in Indianapolis performing with these other guys. For you personally, though, Calvin, when does this really sink in that you have this skill set? We know anybody at your level is not doubting what you can do, but when does it really sink in? Do the coaches, do you have great games against great opponents? I mean, is it when EMG calls and says, hey, we want to represent you? I mean, when do you really get the sense that this is real and you have the ability to do it?
I would say probably my first year at Hawaii. You know, Jacksonville University is it's in a conference that's non-scholarship, so all the teams we play are non-scholarship. It's a FCS division. It's a smaller division, and the talent is – I mean, it's great talent everywhere, but the talent is not the talent that you would play at the University of Hawaii or in the NFL. So once I got to the University of Hawaii and I switched positions to the new position, receiver and running back, which is where I would play in the next level, and I had a very, very good first season there during the COVID year, I was like, okay – now I'm working with something now. That's when I finally realized, okay, you really can do this. This is what you can do to make yourself known and to go to the next level.
And the next level is where you're headed, Calvin. Wonderful stuff. Some people might be listening in, and they might not necessarily be big draft nicks. They might love Hawaii football, or they just might love you, Calvin. But with that said, what are some of your interests outside the game of football? I mean, how do you love spending some spare time? Do you have any other interests or hobbies?
I also like to play basketball. Growing up, I played a lot of different sports. I played football, basketball, baseball, track. I played a lot of swim team. I did a lot of things growing up. So a hobby of mine is playing basketball, and I love to bowl. So those are some things that I also love to do outside of football.
Pretty good bowler?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I probably could have played college basketball, but I feel like football is my first love, and it was the thing I love the most and the thing I saw myself being most successful. Not many 5'11 NBA players nowadays.
Well, fair enough. So let me ask you this. Grant, we're just joking around, but if I gave you 3 or 4 more inches, do you think, or maybe 5 inches that way, do you think the NBA would have been your passion and you'd be doing an NBA podcast right now instead of an NFL draft podcast?
I don't know. I mean, who knows what would happen if I had 4 to 5 more inches. I don't know.
Yeah, you might be playing defensive. You'd be playing linebacker, defensive end, receiver, tight end, quarterback. I mean, yeah, everything else that goes with being on the field, you would probably be doing as well. Calvin, listen, we're almost out of time. We appreciate you sharing some of your time with us because I know you have to be extremely busy as we count down the days till next Thursday and this thing gets underway in Vegas. But we always like to end the show with a couple of lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Any coaches on the Hawaii staff have any pet peeves? An absolute do not do this at practice or you might catch a little hell?
I wouldn't say we have those. I would just say that when we have the weight room, our strength coach, we used to wear these PTA shirts. You just make sure you have a shirt on or he will lose his mind.
He'd hate me. I mean, I'd go the church shirtless if I could. I just love having the sun on my skin. So we would definitely, he would definitely be in my, you know what, because I would get in trouble for that. How about this one? Looking back at your collegiate career, if you could go back and beat one team, who would you want to go back and beat, and why?
When I was at Jacksonville, we played this team, University of San Diego, the Toreros, and my 3 years, they won a conference every year, and they didn't lose a conference game the 3 years I was at Jacksonville. So my junior year, it was senior night at home, the last game of the season, we was playing them, and they slipped away from us and beat us. And I wish, if I can go back, I wish I could win that game because that was my last career game at Jacksonville University, and I wish I can go back and win that for the seniors.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, there's a lot going into that. I mean, I could see where you wanted to get that game in, especially kind of halting their success and kind of going out with a big, big W. I feel that one. I feel that one, Calvin. And then the final one is next week approaches. I assume you're going to be with family and friends waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically prepared for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
My mom is definitely my the best cook in my family, and I'm a Southern boy, so definitely some oxtails, mac and cheese, and rice. If she make that, everything will be fine.
Fair enough. Well, mom's on the clock for oxtail, mac and cheese, and you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2022 NFL draft. We can't wait to find out where you land. With that said, please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Calvin Turner, the standout Hawaii receiver, running back, Wildcat quarterback, kick, punt returner. He is definitely one of the most versatile guys we've had on the program. And with a week left in the draft, I believe we're almost over 210 of prospects. So that just shows you how well-versed our guest was this afternoon. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.